The harder I practice, the luckier I get. Gary Player has been given credit for this quote, and it's still true today. Hello, I'm Russ Madsen, and thank you again for listening to From the Links at Green Hills Golf Course. We are producing this broadcast to keep our members and patrons apprised of the events that are coming up at the Green Hills Golf Course and have some fun while doing it.
Russ, I think it's really interesting that you bring up that quote, the harder I practice, the luckier I get. It's true, but it also speaks to just where hard work can get you.
And that's exactly what golf is. I mean, people come out and expect, you know, not to practice and, oh, I took a lesson and I didn't practice anything, or, oh, I've got a tournament coming up, I better go hit one bucket of balls. It just doesn't work.
It doesn't. Yeah, it takes a lot of effort to be legitimately good at golf. Now, you say that's from Gary Player. He's a great professional golfer. Tell me a little bit about the great South African.
Well, Gary is obviously one of the top five greats of all time. They call him the Black Knight. And as always, he wears black from head to toe on Friday. He's still playing today. Known for his flexibility and his fitness routines, he's a three-time Masters winner and a six-time major winner. He also has 400 golf course designs and has authored 36 books. He is certainly a world Hall of Famer.
Yeah, 36 books is a lot of books. And like I said, I love the quote. I think it's not only for golf. It's for a lot of different aspects of life. The harder you work, the luckier you'll get, or at least the luckier you'll feel most of the time, right?
Absolutely, and it's just neat to see people out, you know, actually practicing golf, because you just see them come out and go play, but they have to practice this sport, no question.
Definitely, and I think it's a sport that's been a little bit more accessible to people, something that maybe people didn't think about before the pandemic, but for whatever reason, maybe golf courses have seen more action lately because of people just coming out and wanting to get on the links, and they'll have to practice at Green Hills. Now, what can you tell me that's been going on at Green Hills recently?
Well, it's been busy. You know, May got us going strong into the golf season. We call it in the golf business the 100-day war, any day between Memorial Day and Labor Day. But in Missouri, we have shoulder seasons. I mean, last year we played November and December and didn't play in January. But technically, the heart of the year is Memorial Day to Labor Day.
And leagues this year. I know you guys probably have a ton of leagues going on. What's going on with leagues this year at Green Hills?
Yeah, we actually did. We have a Monday night league, which was our Tuesday night league. It's a match play league. It's fun. There's 18 people playing their own golf ball. That's kind of an oddity around our course, too. And that is sponsored by Levi Chapel and Innovative Concrete this year. We also get the BTC Senior League going, or it has just got going, and they play on Tuesday and Friday. You know, our seniors can't get enough, so they get 2 days.
Definitely. Yeah, and they should get 2 days, right? They've been practicing the longest. They're probably going to be the luckiest. So they get the extra days. I love that. I hear they play quite a bit, though.
They do. And you know what? They are great supporters of our facility. I give them a hard time, but we are very fortunate to have their support.
Certainly. It sounds like a good time for those in the Thursday night Scramble League as well.
Yes. Thursday is now our biggest league and has been for a long time, but we finally got our 32nd team and it started. So we have 96 players playing on Thursday night. Pepsi has sponsored us forever. We appreciate that. And we're fortunate to have them as such a great partner, but I just can't be more excited about having 96 out there playing.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's a really, really great turnout. And I'm sure that feels great being a part of Green Hills and seeing it grow and all that good stuff. So the updates on the leagues, what else is happening?
You know, one of the biggest reasons that I am where I am today is because I started junior golf. And I got supported by a group of people in different golf courses in different areas, and they've grown my love for the game, and that's what I have left to do. At my age, that's what I want to do. So what we're doing, and we keep touting this, but it's time. It's here. Our junior days are going to start on Sundays in June, and that's from 11 to 1 with a tee time. It's $10 for you to say, bring your little nephew out and play.
Sure.
And we don't charge your little nephew. We charge you a $10 fee just to run the cart. But what we're trying to do is just get the juniors on the course and the parents and the adults with the juniors to have fun.
What would you say is the most important thing as a junior golfer to learn? If they're coming out on these Sundays, what's the biggest thing that if somebody's showing their son or daughter or nephew or niece how to golf, or maybe even grandson or granddaughter how to golf, what's the biggest thing that you would say is important for a junior golfer to learn?
They really, well, putting and chipping first. The short game is just very important in our game. But, you know, we like to get them involved in golf because it teaches them. It's a life sport. I don't know too many 80-year-olds that play their love sport if it wasn't golf. You know, they don't continually play every year. But I've played, again, I say this all the time, but I've played with a 5-year-old on the golf course in junior golf, and then I've played with an 80-year-old on the golf course in the same week. I mean, it just doesn't happen in any other sport.
Right. No, very, very true. So I think that it's quite a deal that it's only $10 for a junior to come out and golf around. When is that offered again?
Yeah, every Sunday in June we offer tee times from 11 and under will be free. And these tee times need to be made, and we ask them to make it so they gain that responsibility. Under 17, the cost is $10 for the cart and $10 for the parent or chaperone to play. All we want to do is get these juniors out here at a reduced cost so that they get involved.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, because, yeah, golf can be one of those sports that at the end of the day, if you're not great at driving or keeping track of your ball, it can become kind of an expensive sport. So any way to cut the cost and get that discounted price out there, I think is really good, Russ.
Yes.
But you guys are going to be busy. That's a lot.
It really is, and I think you're right. In the future, we have the June 18th Knights of Columbus is slated. The Missouri Corn Growers is coming on June 24th. And then we also have a Northwest Junior Series on the 20th, which will be in the morning.
Okay, so three tournaments this month.
Yeah, you know, what we try to do is we try to work it out so there's two or three tournaments a month that allows our regular patron play and our member play. And don't forget, we have those three leagues through the week. So
right.
We're very, very busy, but it's a good mix for right now.
Definitely. I figured there might be more, but the way that you bring it about there, the two to three tournaments, and then all your leagues as well, it makes sense. You guys are certainly busy.
Oh, yes, at times very busy. It may sound like a broken record, but we need to ask people to get a tee time. This is basically so that the patrons and the members don't come out here and expecting to get on the course right away. It's more for them than me. And all I can say is we try to make everyone as happy as possible on a golf course, at least before they start. You know, afterwards, it's a tougher
task.
It's
out of your hands.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. Okay, pretty sound advice for all of us. So, Russ, anything else that you want to let us know about at Green Hills?
Absolutely. The improvements are now completed for the 22-23 season from the Golf Course Improvement Committee. And the bunkers on 3 and 5 have been restored, and the sod is growing strong. And we hope to have another great, strong golf course improvement tournament this year.
Very cool. And when is that event?
Well, it's jumping the gun a little bit, but never too early to talk about this one because this is what really drives the course and helps. It's going to be slated for August 6th.
Yeah, never too early to talk about it, and you definitely want to spread the word and get it out there, and so people can slap that down in their planners or whatever. But that's a great deal, Russ. Anything else you would like to mention as we wrap up this month?
Well, lastly, I would still like to encourage everyone to come out and see the course. It's in much better shape now that we've got the mowing caught up and the pro shop is in stock. If you don't have time for 9 or 18, take advantage of that driving range and go that old adage, you know, practice more, you're going to get luckier. Mention you heard this on the KCHI from the links, and I'll give them $2 off on any bucket of range balls.
Nice. Russ, that's a really nice deal, too, and it just goes to show all the things that KCHI can do for the community. It's been great to have you for another fun segment of From the Links at Green Hills Golf Course.
And, Ryan, thank you. I sure have enjoyed it, and thanks to everyone listening to KCHI. This is Russ Madsen from the Links at Green Hills Golf Course.